Give preference to one another. As it says over in Ephesians, be in subjection to one another. What does it mean to be in subjection to one another? To be in subjection means that you submit to them, brethren. It doesn't mean you lower yourself and lose your dignity. But it takes a lot to humble yourself before another human being. Are we willing to do that? Or are we so proud, so full of pride that we can't lower ourselves before our husband or our wife because, oh, they'll have the upper hand on me then. Well, so what? If they have the wrong attitude, Yahweh will show them that. But you do your part, brethren. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving Yahweh. When you do these things, you are serving Yahweh, not just your brother. Rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, and there's going to be plenty of tribulation that we'll have to persevere through. Devoted to prayer. How much prayer do we do? Do we engage in? Do we talk to Yahweh? Do we let Him know our needs? Do we ask Him for help? When Yahshua was in the greatest need, he didn't give up. When Yahshua was in the greatest need, he prayed to Yahweh, and Yahweh sent angels to sustain him. Do we not think in our day and age that Yahweh will do that for us as well? We don't have to see the angels, but we know that they're there. And Yahweh will give us the strength to sustain us, but do we pray for it? Do we seek His face? Contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Do we rejoice? We rejoice plenty sometimes with one another, but do we weep with one another, brethren? When someone is sick, when someone is afflicted, when someone is feeling in the depths of despair, do we find them, or is it too painful to be in the same room with them so we just avoid them and hope that it all goes away by itself? Brethren, love requires us to look after one another. It requires us to visit one another. It requires us to call one another. For those of us who were in that other place, forget what you learned in that other place, that if you can't be in someone else's house or you can't call someone because you're going to be in their business. This tells you you must be in your brother's business, brethren. Do you get it? It doesn't mean in a busybody sort of way, but you must be in your brother's business. Find out why your brother is sad. Find out why your brother is crying, why your brother is hurting, why your sister's in need. Find out. And make an effort, even if it's just a simple phone call. I know we all have busy lives, but what does it take to pick up a call? And now you could do it over the internet, and you could do it over a cell phone too. It takes all of 5 minutes. How are you doing? I heard that you were feeling sick. I heard that you're feeling sad. What can I do to help? Can I pray with you for a couple of minutes? Why can't we do that? Does it take that much time out of our busy schedules to do that? I don't believe that. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind like the world is, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. All men, not just believers, in the sight of all men. Notice that. We're not just to treat each other that way. We're supposed to treat everyone that way. You don't put your thumb your nose at people who don't believe as you believe. What's wrong with you? Don't do that. You show example and you show witness. Okay? You don't bah humbug people. You show them the right way. And you give example. You lead by example. As the servant leader that Yahshua was, we imitate him. You see? To respect what is right in the sight of all men, brethren, is not to sell out your faith. It is to show your faith. It is to demonstrate your faith. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men, not with your fellow believer. Be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of Yahweh. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says Yahweh, not us, Yahweh. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And that's an important point, isn't it? It would be very easy to be overcome by their way. Don't be overcome by their way. Let them be overcome by Yahweh's way. You give the influence. Don't take it from them. This chapter describes what love of fellow man and commitment really means. It is not about materialism and getting. It is about giving. Your satisfaction comes from the giving, not the getting. It is a damnable attitude in our present society that if you don't meet my needs, I'm going to separate from you. You don't meet my needs. You hear that all the time in relationships, especially in marriages. You hear that on TV, right? and all these supposed doctors on television and all these talk shows, right? Well, he wasn't meeting my needs, so you know, so the implication is they don't maybe come right out and say it. So I went and found someone else who's going to meet him. You don't meet my needs. I can't stand to hear that because it's such a lie. And it's so irrelevant. It has nothing to do with the reality of Yahweh's love. It is not about meeting your needs. It is about meeting the needs of the other person. And when you meet the needs of the other person, they will meet your needs naturally because they will see and they will feel the love from you. And if they don't, there's something that has to be worked at there because there's something deeper that's more profound. Because normally if a person is treated right, they don't treat the other person wrong.